Greetings, Saints of God. We are following up on this very important topic, Love Must Win. And the character of study is Joseph. And the reference that we're looking at now is from Genesis 45. Here we find that Joseph could not hold back any longer from his brothers. And in chapter 45, verse 1, it says, "Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren." Prior to this, he did everything to disguise himself. He didn't even speak in their language. He spoke in Egyptian language, not an interpreter, so as not to give away himself. Verse 2 says, "He wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard." He made a loud bawl. He was crying. Jamaicans say bawling, because he could not keep back any longer. Bowels of compassion, bowels of forgiveness began to flow from Joseph. Verse 3 says, "Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. They couldn't believe this was the man that they sold into Egypt as a slave. And he asked, "Does my father yet live?" Joseph longed to see his father. He loved his father, and his father loved him. The brothers were troubled because their sins were finding them out. And Joseph said unto his brethren in verse 4, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt." So Joseph said, "I am the one you sold into Egypt." Can you imagine? They were stunned. They were frightened. They knew that retribution was what could possibly the order. They were now in Joseph's hands, and he could crush them at a moment's instant because he had the authority so to do. And worse, they were not Egyptians. So Pharaoh would not have any issue with him destroying them. But that was not Joseph's intention. While he mentioned to them that they sold him to Egypt, it wasn't to convict them. It was more so to allow them to identify who he was. Because by saying they sold him into Egypt, the only person who could say that was one who experienced it. And because they knew what they did, it would have brought conviction on them that, yes, this is a man. If you remember that, he would have been the one that was sold. And verse 5 says, Joseph responding to his brothers in a very unusual way. He was not judging them. He was not condemning them, even though he had the right so to do. But because love must win, Joseph was demonstrating a level of love that they had no knowledge of. This was a response in love that only God could have given to Joseph to respond in that way. Bless God. And Joseph said in verse 5, "Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life." Is it a perspective? Joseph's perspective on the event of that unfolded with him being sold was that this was an intention of God. Even though it was meant for evil, God turned around for good. Their intentions were evil because of their hatred, but God turned around that hatred that they have for a greater good, so that he could rescue his family from famine and from destruction. Sometimes God displaces us as his people because he has a better plan for us. We do not always understand his hand. And one rather say, if we can't see his hand, when we can't see God's hand, we must trust his heart. He sent Joseph to a foreign land. He allowed him to be displaced to a foreign land because God knew that a famine was coming. And Joseph would have been the instrument you would have used to restore and preserve life. We'll continue on this in the next segment. God bless.